A bill which seeks to regulate real estate brokerage practice and practitioners and bring them to universally acceptable standards is currently with the Attorney General's Department for final review. The bill, known as the Real Estate Agency Bill, when enacted into law, will provide, among other things, for the training and licensing of estate brokers to make available bonds as guarantees to operators in the property market. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, announced this when he laid the foundation stone for the construction of 5,000 low-income housing units at Kung near Tema in the Greater Accra region. We bring you the details.
The project, known as New Mocho Housing Estate, is a private-public initiative between the Government of Ghana and Sechi Realty Company Limited, an Indian firm. Mr. Mensah announced that government equity in the project is the land. He raised issue with how some estates have been developed with scant regard to provision of infrastructure and other social services. Mr. Mensah noted that in some cases, estate developers have charged homeowners for services which they never provided, and sometimes the quality of the work leaves much to be desired, adding that it is in the interest of any developer to build right, that is by using the right caliber of professionals in the building environment. Mr. Mensah was hopeful the project will not go the way of STX.
It's certainly not go the way of STX. We've done a lot of work behind the scenes. We've been at this for the past 6 months. The funding for this project is already ready because the financiers came many times to them through the processes, and they have confidence in this economy. And the leaders, they have, you know, moved aside. Within the next 10 days, you see more action that we have here. They have been giving the mobilization, that is, the contractors have been giving the mobilization. The money that they need to finish the first phase, 11 million, is sitting in the bank of the central reality. And so there will be no point in time where there will be no money for what they need to complete it. They will complete on schedule and then roll on. We'll make it public because that is part of the role that we'll play. We will advertise for prospective tenants or homeowners to come in. And one of the things that we've been talking about is the mortgage. Plans are far advanced to assist the ordinary people to assess this. That makes it affordable. If you leave it the way it is, those who have will go and rent and you'll sublet to those who don't have. We're targeting the ordinary people, those who cannot build houses by themselves. We're going to enforce the rules and regulations strictly, and that they also appreciate because they've done it several times in their own country.
The Deputy Indian High Commissioner in Ghana, Ajanesh Kumar, expressed delight at the opportunity given to an Indian firm to help develop the housing sector in Ghana. The Water Resources, Works and Housing Minister later conducted newsmen around another housing project also in Pong, being constructed by agency Bewald. In all, 100,000 housing units are being constructed within the period of 5 years, with the first phase of 200 housing units at advanced level.
There was a report on new housing units being constructed for low-income earners at Kung in the Greater Accra region.